Oh, and this was a porch. Or you want to call it a gallery. And of course, the roof on my house is a gable roof. Got about 6 gables up. Well, not ours. Now, my grandparents had their kitchen built completely separate in the house. A separate building, at least 30 yards behind the house.
Why would they design it like that?
I have no idea why they designed it like that.
They just call it a kitchen, though?
They call it a kitchen.
How was your house heated since you grew up there?
Fireplace, wooden stove.
Talking about the fireplace, the thing that smoke goes up through is called a
chimney.
What would you call it on a factory, something like that?
You still call them chimneys. Some of them call say smokestack now.
Who would say that?
I mean, like the people who usually work around a factory generally refer to it as a smokestack.
What about the part on the fireplace that maybe made of bricks or something that extends out?
The heart.
Okay. And the thing that you set the wood on.
Oh, those are dogs.
Any other name?
Dog irons.
And the thing up that goes across,
Well, now there's a couple of things go across. I don't know which one you're referring to. They have a good chimney is built with what they call a flue in it.
What's that?
That controls the suction of the air. You don't make a chimney just straight up and down. Because a part comes in there and goes at an angle,
mm-hmm.
And that's to control the suction of your air. Otherwise, you don't get no heat in your house.
Mm-hmm. What about the wooden thing that goes that you can set a clock on?
Are you talking about a mantle?
Mm-hmm. Any other name?
Now, you knew what that was, didn't you?
And did you ever hear any other names, like fireboard or clock chair?
No, it's referred to as a mantle. A lot of people use a longer word and say mantelpiece.
Mm-hmm.
See? But at home, it was always referred to as a mantle, where you put the clocks on and pictures and stuff like that.
You were going to start a fire.
The pills and all that. The bottle of castor oil goes on there, too.
If you were going to start a fire, what kind of wood would you use?
Well, at home, we always use what we call pine knots.
Uh-huh. Any other name for pine knots?
Pine splinters.
What about a big piece of wood you could set through the back of the fireplace? It would burn all night long?
Well, some people call it just a hump, big chunk of wood. We usually call it a log.
Okay. And the black stuff that forms in the chimney?
Well, I don't know what they told you in Georgia to call that. The correct name is soot, but we always call it soot.
What about the stuff that you shovel out of the fireplace?
The ashes.
And what about things that you'd have in a room on, this thing here that I'm sitting in?
Are you talking about the furniture?
Yeah, you call this here.
Oh, that there? We didn't have anything like that fancy. When I was a kid, all we had was straight chairs and rocking chairs.
What about something that you might have that two or three people could sit on as long as just a chair?
Maybe you can remember. What do they call it? A davenport?
Uh-huh.
A davenport?
What would you call that now?
We used to call them sofas now.
And
Davenport, that's what they used to call them years ago. We didn't have nothing like that.
Is that pretty fancy?
That was supposed to have been rich whenever you had those things.
What sort of things that people have in their bedroom to keep their clothes in?
Had the old time dressers.
What do they look like?
The old time ones now were just a tall